Thanks so much for taking me to dinner. What a great date this was.
Well, the date ain't over yet.
Mm. Oh, it's so nice to be alone.
Hey, Frank, you busy?
Flash, I'm kissing my wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Carol. Frank, I need to tell you something, but I can wait. You guys take your time.
Come on, honey.
Oh. Wow! Great kitchen! You know, you can just feel the love in the room. The warmth of family gatherings. The pots boiling on the stove. The smell of apple pie wafting through the air. God, I love apple pie. You ever have it with vanilla ice cream and just a little bit of...
Flash!
Yeah, Frank.
You wanted to tell me something.
I just want to let you know I might be a little late for work tomorrow. You see, they're fumigating my apartment. So, I'm staying with my aunt. She doesn't live here in the neighborhood.
So where does she live?
Kansas City.
You're going to commute from Wisconsin to Kansas City?
Well, it's only 8 hours each way. I figure if I leave work at 5, I'll get there about 1 a.m. and turn around and be at work by 9.
When are you going to sleep?
Luckily, I drink a lot of coffee and I only need 10 minutes of sleep a night. But it's got to be a full 10 minutes. If I get only 7 or 8, I'm really grouchy. Okay, I'm hitting the road. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
Oh. Thank God.
They got some crazy little women there, and I'm going to get me waltz. Yeah?
Flash, I am just not sure that you should be out there driving ever, so... Why don't you just stay with us?
Oh, Carol, are you serious?
Carol, are you serious?
Yeah.
Carol, you're great. You're the most generous human being I've ever met. I'll just get my stuff out of the truck and be back.
Are you nuts, honey? Inviting him to stay here, he's like the Tasmanian devil. He's gonna be rolling around and leaving his stuff all over the place.
Well, how much stuff can he have? I mean, a sleeping bag, a suitcase. Bagpipes.
I don't get it, man. We're two cool guys. How come we can't get any chicks?
They must be intimidated by our intelligence and studly-like nature.
Well done, sisters. I think we made our point.
Well, hello, ladies.
Forget it, Rich. Those aren't ladies. It's Barky and her man-hater friends.
Oh, joy. Beavis and Butt Scratch.
What's going on, Barky? Another meeting of the future gym teachers of America?
For your information, we've just come from a political rally protesting the sexist hiring practices at Yabo's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's a burger joint. What's so sexist about Yabo's?
Everything. They hire these big-breasted women, and then they force them to wear these tight little t-shirts and hot pants.
That's why I love that place.
Yeah. All right, all right. Save it, ladies. We've got bigger boobs to battle. Come on, let's get some lunch and plan tomorrow's protest.
Ooh, you know, ladies, this little protest thing doesn't work out. Perhaps you'd like to come on back here, strap on your go-go boots, and dance for us, huh?
Are the slimiest, low-life vermin on the face of the earth.
Yep, she wants me.
Oh, honey, I got some good news and I got some bad news. The Bear Gulch Tavern is going out of business.
Oh, well, that is good news. That place is a pit.
No, that's the bad news, honey. The good news is that the bank foreclosed on it, and everything they couldn't sell, I picked up for $50.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, honey. I got neon signs. I got beer taps. I even got one of those red leather booths. And to top it all off, I got Herbie the Talking Moose Head. I'm going to turn the whole basement into a men's clubhouse.
Why do we need a men's clubhouse?
Carol, the men in this family need some place to call their own, some place we can watch TV and burp and scratch without one of you girls going, "Ew, it's so gross."
Hey, Carol, check out what Herbie can do.
That is so gross.
Yes, hi, is this Victoria's Secret? Yeah, this is Steve Spielberg out in Hollywood. Yeah, listen, I'm doing a project, and I think one of your models would be perfect for it. Could I have the phone number of the young lady in the black lace teddy on page 18? Okay, well, how about the chick on page 10? Hello? Hello? Man, what kind of customer service is that?
You guys are pathetic. Now, why don't you two just forget about women and date each other?
So aggravated. I would give anything to expose Yabos.
You know, Dana, Rich and I were just thinking the same thing.
Somebody tipped off the manager about our protest, so they changed their hiring practices.
I thought that's what you wanted them to do.
Not exactly. I wanted them to stop forcing their waitresses to skip around in hot pants. But their idea of not being sexist is hiring men and forcing them to skip around in hot pants, too.
So, wait a minute. There are guys walking around in shorts serving burgers?
Yeah. Does that make you sick?
Actually, it makes me kind of hungry. What about you, Karen?
Starving.
Let's go.
Am I alone in the struggle against sexism?
Barky, you're alone in everything.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Probably not. She's my stepsister.
No! This is a perfect opportunity for us to meet women.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about we go down to Yabos. We apply for jobs as waiters. Then we're working with the waitresses in the tight t-shirts. They're working with us. Soon we become colleagues, then friends, then compadres. Before you know it, Yabos! Yabos, Yabos, Yabos!
Careful. Okay. All right, now you keep your eyes closed, okay?
Okay.
And, one more, and you're on the landing. There you go.
Okay.
Now three and down. Here we go. One, two, and you're on the floor. Okay. Okay, here we go now. Open them up. What do you think?
It's a dump.
That's the look I was going for.
Hey, Mom, is this place great or what? I think I'm getting hair on my chest already.
You did not spit peanut shells on the floor. That is disgusting.
No, Carol, Carol, honey, it's okay. This is a guy place now. We don't pick up after ourselves. We just throw everything on the floor, and when it gets too deep, we just shovel it up.
Yeah, well, it looks like a chicken coop. I'm going to go get the vacuum.
No, Carol, Carol, honey, you are missing the point here. This is not a prissy place like upstairs.
Yeah, well, it smells like an armpit.
That's what's manly about it. I want to introduce you to old Rolling Thunder.
Snake?
Not that. This, the mechanical bull. Old Thunder and I, we share a lot of memories together. Don't we, buddy?
I want to say this in the nicest possible way. Yeah. You're an idiot.
No, really. I once stayed on Rolling Thunder 2 hours straight. Worst case of chappies I ever had, but it was worth it.
Wasn't a buddy.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, come on. I want to show you how it works. Here you go. Watch.
Whoa, Nelly. Ride 'em, cowboy.
Boy, that makes you want to jump in the saddle and tame the wild beast, doesn't it?
Not even slightly.
No, I don't blame you. Not many women are tough enough to ride old Thunder.
Yeah? Well, you try 16 hours of labor, then talk to me about tough.
Afternoon, ladies. Hey, Ronnie, looking good.
Give it a rest, Mr. Packwood.
Okay, we got a couple new guys working the lunch shift. I want you to give them a big, friendly welcome. JT, Rich, come on out here.
Man, this is going to be the greatest job in the whole world.
Oh, man, I would pay them to work here.
You guys look terrific. You're going to be a big hit with the lady customers. Okay, it's time to open. Man your battle stations.
This is your first day, right?
Yep.
Word to the wise. The women who come in here are just like the men. They like to squeeze the buns, and I don't mean the ones on the hamburgers.
Hi. Welcome to Yabo's. I'm JT. I'll be serving you today.
Well, hello there. You see, ladies, I told you the view would be nice here today.
I'll get your menus.
So, ladies, could I interest you in today's specials?
What do you have that's really hot?
Well, we have the Cajun chicken, which I hear is pretty darn good.
Why don't you pick something for me? You look like the kind of guy who knows how to take care of a woman.
In fact, why don't you just take care of all of us?
JT!
What is with these women? Everything is like a come on.
Tell me about it, man. It's like they're undressing me with their eyes.
Yeah, we're not wearing that much to begin with.
Oh, young man!
We really need you.
Oh, God, listen, man. If I'm not back in 2 minutes, grab a fire extinguisher and hose these old broads down, all right?
Hello? Men in the house? Anybody down here? Good. Clubhouse. My foot. This place is pigsty. Ugh. Jeez. Not tough enough, huh? I'll show them.
Two guys, you do everything together.
Hey,
Does anybody want dessert?
Oh, no. We're watching our figures. Almost as much as we're watching yours.
Stop it, Adele. You're embarrassing him. His cheeks are turning red.
Oh, you're right.
I'll just get your check.
These women, they're like total sex fiends.
Tell me about it. I feel like a piece of meat out here.
Hey, you guys should be glad to just talk. Wait until they start putting their hands all over you.
That's disgusting. This place stinks.
Yeah, I'm this close to quitting, but I really need the money.
JT, could you come over here?
What, these women have jobs?
Drop my spoon. Could y'all pick it up for me, please?
Sure.
Ah, hey! Knock it off, lady.
What is your problem, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. You must be feeling left out.
Ah, hey!
Look, I don't need some woman putting her paws all over me. My God, I can't believe I just said that.
Where's your check? Why don't you ladies pay and get out of here?
Hey, hands off, creep.
Why? Just gave you a friendly little pat.
Hey, pal, what's your problem? You heard the lady, hands off.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
This jerk had his hands all over Ronnie.
So? He paid his money. He has the right to admire the help.
No, he doesn't. We're waiters. We're here to bring people food, not to be their personal play toys.
Hey, I was just having a little fun.
Oh, a little fun, huh? Oh, I'm sure it was fun for you, but I guarantee it wasn't fun for her. It wasn't fun for me when the Grope sister was pitching my butt over there.
Oh, come on. You know you liked it.
No, I didn't. You know what? I hated it. I never thought about this stuff before, but after working here, I can tell you one thing. Nobody should have to take this crap.
Yeah, man, this place is nuts. Hey,
guys, it sounds like you might not be cut out for this job.
You got that right, pal, because I quit.
Me too.
Hey, wait up, guys. I quit too. There's got to be another way to make a living.
JT! Now that you're not working, are you free this afternoon?
Get a life.
Actually feel pretty good about what we did today.
Well, see, that's the thing about you and me, Rich. We got standards.
Hey, I heard about what happened down at Yabo's. I am so proud of you guys.
You may not believe it, but we're pretty proud of ourselves, too.
Good, then I'm sure you'll be glad to sign our petition to shut down Dirty Harry's.
The mud wrestling place? Why would you want to close that down?
Because it's sexist.
It is?
JT, come on. Women in bikinis rolling around in mud while men hoot and throw money at them?
I guess it's a little bit sexist.
Guys, be honest. How would you feel if that was you up there wrestling around in the mud while a bunch of women were oinking at you like you were a pig?
What night does that happen?
Oh, please, admit it. It would be degrading.
Okay, it'd be a little degrading.
Good, good. Then sign our petition and let's shut this mud wrestling joint down. Hmm? This is great. We're gonna have this place shut down by tomorrow night. Come on, ladies, to the mall. We need more signatures.
Yeah. Call me. I can't believe we just signed a petition to shut down the mud wrestling place.
I hate being a sensitive guy.
You know, even if they get all those signatures, they're not going to close a place till tomorrow, and tonight is creamed corn night.
We're there.